To the Annie Fry Show, the YouTube live chat poll for us. If you haven't stopped by the YouTube channel and dropped your vote in, we want to know who's going to win the presidential election. Is it Harris Walz or Trump Vance? Go vote. We don't need to talk a lot about this, but do you think something when you see Harris Walz?
Yeah. I do. I think... You don't want to know. I think something. To answer your question, yes.
Is it the same thing I'm thinking?
Yep. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to say yes.
Brad?
Yeah, I see it.
This is unfortunate. I told a story, and Molly, she was born in 2021, and she was June of 2021. So I think we found out that we were pregnant with her in October of 2020. And... Harrison, I think, is a name in our family that we liked for a boy. We found out it was a girl, and I really wanted to name Molly Harris. And then Kamala Harris became the vice president, and I'm like, I can't name her that because she will forever be associated. I mean, like, if you were born, or if you were born, like, right after... the first female vice president is inaugurated and your name is the same, everybody's going to think forever. I've heard Harris Faulkner get on her soapbox about, like, the disparagement of her name. And I'm like, I know what you're saying. And also, if it was Harris Fry, it would sound like Harry Fry.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. My cousin was born in 2000 and they accidentally named him Dick Cheney. Sorry, I couldn't get it out. Accidentally named him Dick Cheney Wiggins. And then it was like, oh, shoot. We didn't even realize.
So he's not the only... I can't.
Go ahead.
He's not the only Richard Wiggins.
No. We have said absolutely do not name anybody's middle name Head. Like, that is off the board. Because it happens too much. Those jokes, then they write themselves, Annie. Where were you headed with this anyway?
Well, it's unretrievable. Completely and totally unretrievable. I've got terrible news.
Oh, no.
How old are you?
42.
Okay. This is from CNN. Scientists have found that human beings age at molecular level in two accelerated bursts.
Oh, no. Is one of them at about 42?
44.
44?
Yeah, you got a little time.
Oh, good. I'll just keep using that.
And the other is 60.
Oh, you got a little time before that one.
In a study published in the journal Nature Aging, scientists at Stanford University and Yangyang Technological University in Singapore followed 108 participants over several years to observe aging changes in their molecules, RNA, proteins, and participants' microbiomes. The scientists found that human aging does not happen in a gradual linear way. Rather, the majority of the molecules they studied showed an accelerated nonlinear changes at the ages of 44 and 60.
You know how much I trust Yang Yang. But I'm just going to have to disagree here. I think by the time I hit 44, I'm going to be doing zip lining, probably a little...
Zip lining is your barometer?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be...
Zip lining, you're just hanging there. You don't have to do much.
Well, that's kind of my point, and I can do that now. So if I can do it now and I can do it then this study is stupid.
Have you felt any accelerated aging over the course of your aging right now? Does it just feel gradual, or have you experienced anything yet in your time where it's like, this is really hitting me?
I have experienced certain sudden bursts of aging. One of them is that I've been waiting. No, shoot. Now you're gonna think I'm going to a place here, and I'm not. Follow me here. I've been waking up, and you know, I'll look down and I'll go, well, dang it, my feet are all achy. So you can see where I was going here. And I'll stand up and I'll go, why are my feet all achy when I wake up in the morning? And I don't know the answer to that question. Now, could I have phrased that better? Yes. But it's still true that when I start walking around, I'm like, it's just my feet hurt. Why do my feet hurt? I don't know if it's circulation, but it might be a sudden burst of aging. Is that a male problem? Or is that something that, you know, now that you're over 40, you're starting to have that too? It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a male problem.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Yeah, because my wife has not had that problem. And well,
she's
young.
She's very youthful.
I ask her, why haven't you gotten there yet?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't know. Must be a male thing.
If that's not the clip of the century.
Yeah. I'm having these sort of like premature bursts of aging. And she's not. And I thought that would kind of, I don't know. Brad, I just didn't expect that.
You're not as old as Ryan.
No, I'm not.
Do you feel aging?
I do not.
Have you been ziplining?
Oh.
No? Then how do you even know? You know, on Thursdays, what used to happen is that we'd hit this point, but it was at about 2:30 during Anna, you're okay. And then, but now with Trisha on maternity, we don't have that segment for the next 3 months. So it's hitting now, and it's a little more unexpected.
I'm not in front of the microphone. You guys gotta.
No, I can't carry this. You gotta come back. You're the leader of the show. It's your name.
The leader of the show.
Yeah, it's your name on the show.
If you wreck it, if you break it, you buy it.
This is really one of those moments that I can't believe we're on the radio because we're not doing anything.
We're trying.
We're not doing anything.
I was trying to.
Yeah. You okay?
You having achy feet in the morning, that's it? I thought there would be more there.
No, just achy feet. And I walk around like an old man.
Oh man, I just found out that my car is covered in warranty. That is such a big deal. We're getting a new engine.
Remember, we're on the live radio.
I know.
This isn't like a podcast you can go back and edit.
That's why I didn't swear.
Okay. Okay.
That's the reason.
Hopefully this is the clip that we submit to the award shows this year.
This is what gets me my next Gracie. I wonder what the antithesis of the Gracie is. I wonder what female name is like the womp womp.
Oh, that would be the dumpy.
The dumpy.
Yeah. So few women named that these days.
I think that my aging comes in my recovery. If I go exercise, I just feel it longer. And I can take ibuprofen and not... if I take some ibuprofen, I'm good. But I don't want to take ibuprofen every time I work out. Mm-hmm. It just seems like the recovery time or the achiness sets in a little bit longer. And the other thing is, gosh dang it, I've talked about my shoulder on the show before, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember.
A year ago, so volleyball season is back in session. And a year ago in the summer, I was throwing volleyballs over the net. And this really was something I kind of just thought, well, I'm 39 years old. This is probably the way it goes. I was taking them and throwing them for girls to pass back to the setter or whatever. And something in my shoulder did not feel well. And I'm like, oh, I should have done that thing that old people are supposed to do. I should have stretched.
Are we there? I don't ever do that.
I was there and I didn't know it. And my shoulder is still messed up. I can't throw. I can't serve a volleyball. I can't hit a volleyball. I can modify everything I do. If I use my like arm to throw and my forearm to throw, but I can't, like if you were the way you're supposed to throw a baseball or whatever, I can't do that.
Mm.
And I need to go get it looked at. I don't even know. Do I have to get a referral for that?
No, it depends on what kind of doctor you go. If you're looking to get surgery, yes. If you're just looking to get it worked out, go to physical therapy.
I've done massage therapy. I've done chiropractic care. I have exercised. I have weightlift. I have lost weight. I have done everything. I told myself that I was going to give it a year to fix itself. And it is no better now than it was a year ago. So I think I need to bite the bullet and go get it looked at. And I don't even know, I've talked about this on the air before, people have recommended me orthopedics before, and I need to go see one, but I think if I would have stretched, I think I would have been fine. But I'm not thinking those thoughts.
I'm not either. The problem is you're trying to play volleyball and you need to take up some zip lining. But I've got the same issue, and it's been going on for a year. Same thing. Not with the shoulder, but it's with my elbow. My left elbow has, I guess it's tennis elbow. I don't play tennis, but that's what they call it. And it's that injury that won't go away. And I don't know what I'm doing.
But I think that I feel like I want to probably lean on the wisdom of the people who are watching or paying attention to the show right now, all six of you who are left. But I feel
like the Titanic.
I'm 40, you're 42, Brad's 41.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're at the oldest age you can be before you have to start acting
like you're old.
Like a young old person.
Oh, yeah. I hate that crap.
And you gotta, Dr. Steve G. Hi, doctor.
Oh, hello, doctor.
Says, sounds like a rotator cuff injury. Mm-hmm. I think it might be. And, you know, I figured out how to live with it, but then when I do something maybe naturally in the moment and I forget about it, then it hurts real bad again. But I'm just, at this age of 40, I feel like I need to be anticipating old people things as a new old person, but I don't really know what those things are yet.
Yeah.
And so I figured I'd go to you for advice.
No, I'm not there yet either. And in fact, once I do get there, I'll probably still just sort of bulldoze right through it until I can no longer even function, because that's what I do. But we should ask the chat is there an age where you're like, yes, you have to start doing this? Because one of the things that I have started doing is, and it's easier to do when my kids are in school, is once I get them off to school, I'm walking more. I'm just walking. I'm not doing hard physical labor or anything. And I'm not even really
movement.
Jogging. I'm just moving. Mm-hmm. And by the time I get here, not only am I more awake, but I feel more limber, which is terrible to say, because I'm like, why do I need to start moving so that I can move?
I think vitamin D is something that is mm-hmm. super underutilized, especially for people like us who might spend, it's easy to spend all of your time indoors. But if you go outside for an hour, that it really does you good. I've been watching, I love Jillian Michaels. I've always loved her. I've talked about her before on Biggest Loser. I loved her attitude, her no-nonsense attitude, because I respond to that. But she has a podcast out right now, and she's talking, and has talked before. She came to, I think it was the Stiefel Theater, and I went and saw her when she spoke there. But the way our food is made right now, all of the things that are put into food that our parents did not have. I was just talking to my husband about this last night, that I think our generation, millennials, are going to be the ones the most screwed by
preservatives,
food, because our parents were not raised that way. Our parents were raised with real food, real butter, mm-hmm. you know, real meats and vegetables and all that type of stuff. That was something that was prioritized, and all the processed stuff that we grew up on, our parents, everything was processed, but our parents didn't know any
better.
What it was.
Yeah, I'm just eating SpaghettiOs, and they're like, yeah, that's great for you. It's got tons of tomatoes in it.
Is SpaghettiOs bad?
I mean, it's just carbs.
It'll tell you on the SpaghettiOs has a certain amount of servings of vegetables. I know that is part of the marketing, that they put that in the SpaghettiOs.
Right.
But when I feel like my husband and I have done a really good job. We have meals at home, at the table, everybody sitting around the table, you know, protein, vegetables, potatoes or something like that, 5 nights a week, which I think
is pretty good.
Rare, especially considering the kids have gotten older. We've still committed to it. Jared likes to cook, so that makes it simpler to do. But we've worked our kids eat vegetables. Most of the time they'll eat a salad. They'll make themselves salad. We don't make them eat other vegetables because they exist. We're just like, eat vegetables. We're not going to fight that fight. And we've always focused on that. But I don't feel like, I feel like right now at this moment in time, it is too hard to avoid all of the processed chemical stuff that gets put in food. I really think, though, that by the time our kids are raising kids, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to look back and be like, what did you eat? Or, you know, something that we eat right now is going to be forced to reinvent itself in a healthier, more natural way.
I think you're right. I know exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you, but I think one of two things will happen. Either that exact thing will happen where just all food will move in that direction because there's a demand for it, which is true, or it'll become, unfortunately, depending on the economy, it'll become rich people can do it, poor people can't. And there will be this big divide in the way that people can eat, and people who are able to afford to eat healthy will be able to, and people who can't won't.
I was just saying to my husband last night, you know, we've bought a cow, you know, mm-hmm. you buy a
That's
side
cool.
of a cow
yeah.
or whatever. I'm like, we've been talking about building a home, and we're getting into like the point where we might actually be doing this. And I was like, I would really be very happy to have a freezer full of locally grown grass-fed beef, buy the whole cow, and then, you know, grow the vegetables, grow the potatoes, grow the fruits and stuff on our own, and eat as the other stuff is going to make its way in. You're not going to not ever touch anything processed again, but I just feel like the direction things are headed right now, in 20 years maybe, we're going to look back on this moment and be like, what were we thinking?
Mm-hmm. I do too, except that I don't think the processed stuff, it will completely go away. I just think that we'll have a lot more options. Because people want, you and I, we're on the same page with our kids, trying really hard
to
eat more natural foods, but it's just difficult to do.
Yeah.
Because you don't have time. You got to really devote time and thought to it.
Yeah.
And money.
It has to be very intentional. I'd be curious what y'all think about what your experience is or whatever. And also, if you have any advice on us as we here on the show continue to age, especially Ryan, because he's really close to.
Yeah.
Senility.
Well, plus I don't take anybody's advice.
Mm-mm.
And I just barrel forward into the next whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to need
like
help.
That's like one of the signs.
Not just avoiding injury, but getting over all the injuries that I will sustain on my path.
I got a shoulder. You got an elbow problem. Brad, any aches and pains?
So many.
So many aches
Knees.
And pains. All of them.
Yeah. Back.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, who wins the presidential election? Continue voting on that and leave your comments with us. We'd love to hear what you think about it. Loot said, I voted Harris, but I definitely want Trump to win. I just think there are deep state efforts at work to do anything and everything to stop Trump. Tried to smear him, jail him, kill him. They won't let him. Gary says, I say Trump Vance. I don't even want to entertain the thought of Harris-Walz administration. Come vote. Andy Fry YouTube channel. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Stewart's American Mortgage and the Bagel Loan, 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Rates are down, not as low as they were when they were the historic lows, but those times might be gone. And when you are thinking about refinancing your house and securing the lower rate while it exists, now is a great time to start that conversation with Stewie and ask him about the Bagel Loan. Because if you do refinance to the lower rates that are out there, they're lower than they've been in a year, I believe. You start talking to Stewie about it. You don't have to do anything until you completely feel comfortable and confident with it. But when you use the Bagel Loan, only available at Stewart's American Mortgage, you pay no closing costs, so you can secure that lower rate and make that monthly payment to your mortgage lender each month, and it can be significantly less. Lock in that lower rate with a Bagel Loan refinance with Stewart's American Mortgage, 314-324-4440, 314-324-4440. You can Google the Bagel Loan for more information. NMLS number 226715. The Andy Fry Show. So you gonna watch Kamala tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
I got volleyball tonight, but I think she should speak.
Put it on the Jumbotron.
At a Lutheran grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all,
I think I've got this thing pretty well figured out.
No Jumbotron.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Weird.
What do you think this is? Public school?
Yeah, I thought
taxpayer
this was,
funded.
I thought this was Chicago.
No, this is tuition funded.
Okay.
So I'm gonna watch it. But Tyra said this, and I agree with this. Tim Walz's speech was short.
Mm-hmm.
It was not long-winded. I don't think Kamala's going to go long either.
Surprise, surprise. I agree. She will not say much.
Britt Hume actually said after Walz's speech, he's like, the best thing about that speech was it was only 17 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I get to go home and go to bed.
He's not wrong. I think he's spot on with that. So I'm looking forward to it. I actually think that it's going to be a turning point in the whole election process. When we see Kamala Harris and listen to Kamala Harris, if she gives us more of the same, and it is just full of emotional, identity politic driven stuff, how is she going to make the case to the American people that she understands where they feel they are right now, and she also has no responsibility for it? I don't think she can.
It's incredibly difficult to spin, and this is like the greatest spin machine in the world trying to spin it, and they're almost getting there, but they're not quite. The thing is, if she gives the same speech that she's been giving, because that's the thing, she's been speaking. She's just not been doing interviews or off-the-cuff press conference speaking, but she's been giving the same speech for 3-4 weeks. If she gives that same speech tonight, the difference is she's just got a lot more eyeballs on her. And you're right, it'll fall flat if that's what she's been saying.
I mean, to me, the whole convention has felt like they have been running against an incumbency. They're like, we can't go back to the way things were. We've already experienced 4 years of how bad things were, and we can't go back to it. And it's like, you guys were in charge. And I think people realize that. The shtick of, we're running against an incumbency because our candidate isn't the president, there's the vice president, which is...
still part of the administration.
Yeah, part of the administration. I don't see how that's going to play with everyday Americans, especially with prices still being high.
I think that people need to see it, though. This has kind of been my message this whole week, which is take it in. Consume it for yourself. Breathe in the whole context. Not when you pick the highlights up, it's all curated. I mean, if you went and looked at the convention through my timeline, it's all over the place. It's 100% from my perspective. And it's not the whole picture. It's just my view of the picture. For tonight, I encourage you to do it. You can do it. You can make it through. I believe in you. You too, Ryan Wiggins.
Well, thank you. The trouble is, don't believe in me for this, because I'm going to have to stay up till probably 11:30 to hear it, because they're going to push her as far back out of the spotlight as possible. That's what they've been doing. And like Brad said, even the Obamas, I mean, Barack Obama said, hey, the sequel is never good as the original. As if they're not currently in the White House.
The past 3 years have been the sequel to the Barack Obama administration.
And they're trying to do the sequel of this administration. So the messaging is amazing, and it's so bad, and she's such a bad messenger, that I anticipate that we're all going to have to stay up late to see Kamala Harris speak tonight.
It's worth it. The more they push her back, the more I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the less people will tune in to see it. That's the point.
Big news. We found out that the RFK Jr. speech update is supposed to happen right in the middle of our show, right? 1 p.m.?
1 p.m.
Yeah, we worked that out with them. We said this would be good for us. And they said, okay, whatever you need.
I couldn't get a hold of RFK, but I called Nicole Shanahan.
I had already talked to him.
You talked to him?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Because when I talked to Nicole, she acted like she hadn't heard from you guys yet.
Well, it's just because she didn't know who you were.
That's true.
None of that is true. That's all crap. rapid shifting of gears.
Yeah.
I saw this article the other day and I thought of you.
Oh, interesting segue.
Yeah. Do you feel good about that? That I see an article and I'm like, this has got Ryan all over it.
I'm going to need to know what the article is.
It's a smart move.
Thank you.
USA Today. A woman arrested at an Applebee's restaurant in Portage, Indiana earlier this month after an argument occurred about all-you-can-eat deal offered by the company.
Yeah, I would have thought of me. I would have thought that was me.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to need an alibi for August 2nd at 8:38 p.m.
Because I would be ashamed to make that argument, but I would do it in a falsetto.
The 28-year-old woman was arrested on August 2nd and charged with disorderly conduct, according to an arrest report obtained by USA Today. According to the arrest report, officers with the Portage Police Department were dispatched to the Applebee's located at 6211 U.S. Highway 6 around 8:38 p.m. on August 2nd for a reported, quote, verbal disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten into a verbal disturbance over an understanding of a promotion or deal that was being offered?
I'm going to say yes, but I can't remember.
But you're that just basically, you're just saying likely.
I would probably do that, yeah.
Police dispatchers advised responding officers that they heard, quote, multiple females screaming and threatening people.
Ooh, multiple females.
One of the responding officers wrote in the arrest report, when officers arrived on the scene, they were met outside by multiple adults, including the woman who said they had been involved in a verbal altercation with the Applebee's manager. According to the arrest report, the group was under the impression that if one person at the table ordered the all-you-can-eat deal, it was good for the entire table.
Ooh. Going to have to side with the restaurant here because that's obvious.
According to a July 29th news release from the restaurant chain, the, quote, all-you-can-eat deal in question is one that offers endless boneless wings, riblets, mm-hmm. and double crunch shrimp. Brad goes, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do.
Served with endless fries for $15.99 a person.
That's pretty good. Bottomless wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
$15.99.
And how many
per
times?
Per person.
How many times do those shrimp crunch?
Double.
Double?
Double crunch.
Dang, I wouldn't know. Good value. I don't need it. When the manager informed the table that was not the case and that each person would have to pay $15.99 for the deal, quote, words were exchanged.
I like that they got mad. What?
The group told police that the manager became very unprofessional towards them and that nowhere on the menu did it say the deal was per person. And I want to put this story in here because tonight we might go, we'll elect a communist. But in Portage, Indiana, they're working for $15.99 all you can eat for the table.
Wait,
on double crunch
wait.
Shrimp.
Wait, I don't get your connection. Please make the connection for me here.
People are not paying attention to details. They certainly aren't paying attention to this mm-hmm. election.
Ah, I gotcha.
The responding officer said in the arrest report that the woman then handed him a menu, which showed the words, per person.
It actually did say it?
Underneath the bold lettering of all you can eat, the officer said he showed that to the group. And while doing so, a couple was walking out of the restaurant. The woman pointed toward the couple and told the officer she had exchanged words with them earlier. As the couple exited the restaurant, words were exchanged again, and the woman became, quote, very loud and disorderly, attracting the attention of other patrons. The officer wrote in the report that he warned the woman about disorderly conduct and that another person in that group tried to quiet her but was unable to. At one point, the person tried to place her hand over the woman's mouth. In another attempt to quiet her, but was again unable to.
Okay.
Wonder what the deal was on margaritas.
Let me say.
I'm sure that they were not forking over perfect margarita money when they're like $15.99 a table for the table, please.
Yeah, I actually appreciate the level of detail that the family was originally seeking out here. Like, there's, well, you didn't say it was per person. I actually kind of appreciate that. Once the police show up.
When he just gets the menu and he's just like.
And they get the menu out and they point at it and it says per person. And your entire argument, which was already pretty flimsy, then falls down. Then you go, you know what? Here's $16 more.
The woman was then placed under arrest and was later transported to the Porter County Jail.
Oh.
Another person in the group went back into the restaurant and paid the bill in full after realizing the menu stated the, quote, all you can eat, end quote, deal was per person.
See, that's where it connects to politics, is that she came in with a certain worldview. Once proved wrong.
An uninformed worldview.
Once proved wrong, she continued to believe it. That's where we are as Americans.
Not only when she was proved wrong did she continue to believe it, but she got violent in the process
yeah.
of being wrong.
And demanded her rights.
Doubling down people putting their hand over her mouth going, you need to be quiet, man.
And she shifts her argument. These shrimp only crunched once.
I want my money back.
Yeah, give me a refund. Not only am I not paying you more.
Anyway, it's important that you know that I thought of you when I read that.
Boy, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of do. Like, I'm ashamed to tell you that when you saw that, and even after reading the story,
I've had that sitting in my folder for a while.
Have you?
To talk to you about it.
Well, thank you very much.
I just wanted to make sure that you didn't sympathize with the nutty women here.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a drive-in movie theater, mm-hmm. do you have to pay for everybody in the car or just the car?
Probably depends on the drive-thru. There aren't that many.
I have to look that
up. What about Belleville?
I don't know.
And is the Skyview in Litchfield still open? That's where we used to go when I was a kid.
We always went to the Belleville one.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Litchfield.
Well, you know that dividing line that exists between Collinsville and Edwardsville?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Maryville.
Yeah.
Well, I went north, you went south.
Yeah.
Couldn't be seen at the same time.
I still think Belleville's probably closer to you than Litchfield, but...
I don't think so.
I think so.
Just right up 55.
I know how to get there.
Exit 52, if I recall correctly.
That's impressive, because I wouldn't have remembered that.
I finally impressed you.
Thanks for thinking of me.
It was a big moment.
Yeah.
The YouTube live chat poll, who wins the presidential election, Harris or Trump? You have weighed in. Kurt says, feeling miserable about the upcoming election. Not sure anybody is really winning, no matter what happens in November. Kurt, chin up. It'll be fine. Frank said, Trump Vance. This is Frank Belleville, I might add. He probably went to the Belleville drive-in once or twice.
If he went to Litchfield, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah, it's just a really nice one. Belleville's great, too. He said, Trump Vance, I still have faith that more than half of this country is not deranged. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. I was going to talk about something else, but the song has inspired me. I do hear people and read your comments about anxiety and worry and dread over this election. And you don't have to have that. Either side. I mean, if you're somebody who's listening to the show because you like to peek behind the curtain of what the people on the right are thinking about, or conservatives or whatever, if Trump wins, it's not going to be as bad as you think it is. Now, I could say if Kamala Harris, I'm pretty certain I know how bad it's going to be if Kamala Harris wins. But it'll just cause us to have to regroup and refocus and keep pushing on. But you're still in the moment right now where you can participate in the outcome. You can still contribute. And I think that it's been very much so a practice of elections where people are like, my part is that I show up on election day and I proudly cast my vote. And that's just not enough anymore. You have to do more than that. The other side is doing more than that. And when I say the other side is doing more than that, that goes for both sides. Like, both sides are participating in an election ballot harvesting game that requires manpower in order to execute. And you need to be a part of it. Are you guys still up to go to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to my wife and she said, yeah, go for it. The problem is I know that I have about 4 weekends out of 5 that I'm going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That one would be the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, go for it. But I know that she's also going to be like, man, you've been out of town a lot. So yeah. I think I'm going to be able to do it. But yeah, it's going to be tough. But let's do it.
It's the election season.
That's the time to do it.
I mean, for us, this election season is less taxing for me. Because Illinois doesn't have statewide races. There are local races. There are people like Jay Keevan. We've talked about Jay Keevan quite a bit on the show at one time when we did the petition drive, get people out to Edwardsville to sign those petitions. And y'all showed up. Like, I mean, what an underreported story, really, for the magnitude of what we were able to do. Illinois did those Illinois things where they decided to change the rules so that Katie Stewart in the State House District 112 wouldn't have an opponent. They changed the rules, and she helped sponsor and supported and actively participated in voting so that she wouldn't have to face an opponent. I mean, you want to talk about protecting democracy, which I think is kind of a ridiculous statement too, the way it's overused. But in the state of Illinois, you've got people like Katie Stewart who are not advocates for the people in her district, and her message to the people in her district is, I shouldn't have to face an opponent. You should have to.
I'm going to change the rules so that I don't have an opponent in this democratic process so that I can protect democracy.
When she does have an opponent and the Democrat Party has to invest a lot of money in that district, that affects the entire state. My understanding is that Democrats have challengers across the state more this time than usual. It's probably still not really much to brag about. But Jake Keevan is like decades of law enforcement. He's been a public servant. He's not a politician. When I showed up to help him that day get those signatures, I showed up. I think I said I would be out there at 7 a.m. I think I got out there at about 6:55 a.m. and he was out in front of this hotel in Edwardsville by himself with a clipboard. I think somebody had just been by to either give him some stuff or maybe sign it or whatever. And he told us this on the show when we were at the convention, the Illinois Republican convention in Collinsville. He's like, I was feeling pretty lonely out there. I think he said he was hoping to get like maybe 30 signatures or something, like a page full.
And that is called working the ground. That is what it looks like.
Yes.
Showing up at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday at a hotel and hoping somebody else shows up to sign your paper.
And he was there doing it.
And he's doing it. He's been doing it.
And it's a humbling experience. And then we talked about it on the show, on the station with the Mark Cox Morning Show. And the people who were coming from all over to sign that petition for Jake Keevan to challenge Katie Stewart, people were saying it wasn't even really about, a lot of people were there to support Jay for sure. But people are like, I'm just sick of the way Illinois is doing business. Like, I'm just tired of this. This just isn't right. And the truth is, you know, is this a stretch to say this? Maybe, but I think I could back it up. Electing Jay Keevan in the Illinois House 112 district is probably the biggest up yours that you could deliver from a state standpoint in Illinois this election season. To say the whole Democrat apparatus in Springfield got behind Katie Stewart and her essential request to not have to face an opponent in this election. The whole Democrat Party got behind it. This is how they do things. Look on the national level and look at who they're coronating tonight. And how many votes has she gotten? None. This is how they do things. They work the system. They manipulate the system. A lot of Republicans are like, I wish our Republicans who are in office would figure out how to do the same thing the Democrats do. And then there are others who are like, no, it's not right. We're not going to do that. And, you know, take it to the election day thing. You're going to go ballot harvest where it's legal? No, voting should only take place on election day. Okay, but the other side isn't playing that game. So you constantly have to ask yourself, where do I stand on this? What do I feel is right? Where can I contribute? Where can I apply myself? And you got to work hard to be a part of the system. You can't sit idly by and then complain when it's over and it goes the way, of course, it's going to go when we all sit on the sideline. And I'm pushing myself more than anybody. I want to go to Wisconsin. I've got the date on my calendar. I've sent the stuff off to Turning Point Action. Once I get the stuff back from them, I'll know more. And I would like to say, like, I'm going to be up there doing it. If you guys want to sign up through Turning Point Action, too. If you're a listener to the show and you are in Missouri and you know it's going red, or you're in Illinois and you know it's going blue, you could change the course of this election by going to participate in Wisconsin. You go to Arizona, you go to Pennsylvania, whatever. Wisconsin, it's right up there.
It's the closest one we can get to.
It's just right there, and it's arguably the closest state.
Yeah. Unless you live really far west in our listening area and you want to drive to that tiny little Nebraska district in Omaha.
Oh, man. Why didn't they change that?
I don't think it's going to matter, but I don't know. It could. But here's what is a bigger deal. Arizona, 10,000 votes decided that in 2020. Georgia, 10,000 votes. Wisconsin, 20,000 votes. If we can go up there and affect 200, if that, and a couple other people can do the same, I mean, you literally could shape the history of the world.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that nationally in Missouri and Illinois.
Mm-mm. Not nationally.
Not nationally.
No.
You need to, like, I wanted to get the county Republicans involved in it, but they're worried about taking time away from their local races. And I respect that. Yeah. But we need people to be involved. We need people to participate. And I need to go first, which is what I keep saying about the Democrats that go on stage and they're like, billionaire's bad. And I know I'm a billionaire, but I'm not bad, but they're bad.
Yeah.
The orange one's bad.
It's always the people over there that are the worst.
I would feel resolved if we actually go do it. I would feel good about that.
I would too. And I've been, you know, again, I've been trying to talk through the scheduling of it, and I can't not, you know, this is something we do for a living, but it is also a very, very passionate heart project for us, you know, the conservative cause, and I want to help it.
Well, the YouTube live chat poll is about this, the outcome here. Who wins the presidential election, Harris Walz or Trump Vance? You say, Ryan?
I say it'll be Trump Vance.
Brad?
I got Trump Vance.
I'm saying Trump Vance, and I am not an optimistic person. 435 votes today.
That's a lot.
In today's poll. Yeah, thank you everybody who participated. That's awesome. I'm very grateful for it. 73% of you all said Trump Vance.
Okay.
Now we got to put in the work. You got to do the work. I'm sure we'll hear that a few times tonight. Gosh, I wish I had time. I need Kamala Bingo. This all happened so fast.
We didn't know she was going to speak tonight.
No. I knew she was going to, I knew it wasn't going to be Biden tonight for a long time. I wonder if Biden Bingo will still work. Why didn't she say,
she
come
should.
On, man?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
True international pressure.
Like, what are the odds? Bingo. All right. Keep it right here, Mark Gruden, coming up next. I might add, he probably went to the Belleville drive-in once or twice.
If he went to Litchfield, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah, it's just a really nice one. Belleville's great, too. He said, Trump Vance, I still have faith that more than half of this country is not deranged. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. Talk about something else, but the song has inspired me. I do hear people and read your comments about anxiety and worry and dread over this election, and you don't have to have that. Either side. I mean, if you're somebody who's listening to the show because you like to peek behind the curtain of what the people on the right are thinking about, or conservatives or whatever, if Trump wins, it's not going to be as bad as you think it is. Now, I could say if Kamala Harris, I'm pretty certain I know how bad it's going to be if Kamala Harris wins, but it'll just cause us to have to regroup and refocus and keep pushing on. But you're still in the moment right now where you can participate in the outcome. You can still contribute. And I think that it's been very much so a practice of elections where people are like, my part is that I show up on election day and I proudly cast my vote. And that's just not enough anymore. You have to do more than that. The other side is doing more than that. And when I say the other side is doing more than that, that goes for both sides. Like, both sides are participating in an election ballot harvesting game that requires manpower in order to execute, and you need to be a part of it. Are you guys still up to go to Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to my wife, and she said, yeah, go for it. The problem is I know that I have about 4 weekends out of 5 that I'm going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. That one would be the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, go for it. But I know that she's also going to be like, man, you've been out of town a lot. So yeah. I think I'm going to be able to do it. But yeah, it's going to be tough. But let's do it.
It's the election season.
That's the time to do it.
I mean, for us, this election season is less taxing for me because Illinois doesn't have statewide races. There are local races. There are people like Jay Keevan. We've talked about Jay Keevan quite a bit on the show at one time when we did the petition drive, get people out to Edwardsville to sign those petitions. And y'all showed up. Like, I mean, what an under reported story, really, for the magnitude of what we were able to do. Illinois did those Illinois things where they decided to change the rules so that Katie Stewart in the State House District 112 wouldn't have an opponent. They changed the rules, and she helped sponsor and supported and actively participated in voting so that she wouldn't have to face an opponent. I mean, you want to talk about protecting democracy, which I think is kind of a ridiculous statement too, the way it's overused. But in the state of Illinois, you've got people like Katie Stewart who are not advocates for the people in her district, and her message to the people in her district is, I shouldn't have to face an opponent. You should have to.
I'm going to change the rules so that I don't have an opponent in this democratic process so that I can protect democracy.
When she does have an opponent and the Democrat Party has to invest a lot of money in that district, that affects the entire state. My understanding is that Democrats have challengers across the state more this time than usual. It's probably still not really much to brag about. But Jake Heaven is like decades of law enforcement. He's been a public servant. He's not a politician. When I showed up to help him that day, get those signatures, I showed up. I think I said I would be out there at 7 a.m. I think I got out there at about 6:55 a.m. And he was out in front of this hotel in Edwardsville by himself with a clipboard. I think somebody had just been by to either give him some stuff or maybe sign it or whatever. And he told us this on the show when we were at the convention, the Illinois Republican convention in Collinsville. He is like, I was feeling pretty lonely out there. I think he said he was hoping to get like maybe 30 signatures or something, like a page full.
And that is called working the ground. That is what it looks like.
Yes.
Showing up at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday at a hotel and hoping somebody else shows up to sign your paper.
And he was there doing it.
And he's doing it. He's been doing it.
And it's a humbling experience. And then we talked about it on the show, on the station with the Mark Cox Morning Show. And the people who were coming from all over to sign that petition for Jake Heaven to challenge Katie Stewart, people were saying, it wasn't even really about, a lot of people were there to support Jay for sure. But people are like, I'm just sick of the way Illinois is doing business. Like, I'm just tired of this. This just isn't right. And the truth is, you know, is this a stretch to say this? Maybe, but I think I could back it up. Electing Jake Heaven in the Illinois House 112 district is probably the biggest up yours that you could deliver from a state standpoint in Illinois this election season. To say the whole Democrat apparatus in Springfield got behind Katie Stewart and her essential request to not have to face an opponent in this election. The whole Democrat Party got behind it. This is how they do things. Look on the national level and look at who they're coronating tonight. And how many votes has she gotten? None. This is how they do things. They work the system. They manipulate the system. A lot of Republicans are like, I wish our Republicans who are in office would figure out how to do the same thing the Democrats do. And then there are others who are like, no, it's not right. We're not going to do that. And, you know, take it to the election day thing. You're going to go ballot harvest where it's legal? No, voting should only take place on election day. Okay, but the other side isn't playing that game. So you constantly have to ask yourself, where do I stand on this? What do I feel is right? Where can I contribute? Where can I apply myself? And you got to work hard to be a part of the system. You can't sit idly by and then complain when it's over and it goes the way, of course, it's going to go when we all sit on the sideline. And I'm pushing myself more than anybody. I want to go to Wisconsin. I've got the date on my calendar. I've sent the stuff off to Turning Point Action. Once I get the stuff back from them, I'll know more. And I would like to say, like, I'm going to be up there doing it. If you guys want to sign up through Turning Point Action too, if you're a listener to the show and you are in Missouri and you know it's going red, or you're in Illinois and you know it's going blue, You could change the course of this election by going to participate in Wisconsin. You go to Arizona, you go to Pennsylvania, whatever. Wisconsin, it's right up there.
It's the closest one we can get to.
It's just right there, and it's arguably one. It's arguably the closest state.
Yeah. Unless you live really far west in our listening area and you want to drive to that tiny little Nebraska district in Omaha.
Oh, man. Why didn't they change that?
Why did the legislature not change that? I don't think it's going to matter, but I don't know. It could. But here's what is a bigger deal. Arizona, 10,000 votes decided that in 2020. Georgia, 10,000 votes. Wisconsin, 20,000 votes. If we can go up there and affect 200, if that, and a couple other people can do the same, I mean, you literally could shape the history of the world.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that nationally in Missouri and Illinois.
Mm-mm. Not nationally.
Not nationally.
No.
You need to, like, I wanted to get the county Republicans involved in it, but they're worried about taking time away from their local races. And I respect that. Yeah. But we need people to be involved. We need people to participate. And I need to go first, which is what I keep saying about the Democrats. They go on stage and they like, billionaire's bad. And I know I'm a billionaire, but I'm not bad, but they're bad.
Yeah.
The orange one's bad.
It's always the people over there that are the worst.
I would feel resolved if we actually go do it. I would feel good about that.
I would too. And I've been, you know, again, I've been trying to talk through the scheduling of it, and I can't not. You know, this is something we do for a living, but it is also a very, very passionate heart project for us, you know, the conservative cause, and I want to help it.
Well, the YouTube live chat poll is about this, the outcome here. Who wins the presidential election, Harris Walz or Trump Vance? You say, Ryan?
I say it'll be Trump Vance.
Brad?
I got Trump Vance.
I'm saying Trump Vance, and I am not an optimistic person. 435 votes today.
That's a lot.
In today's poll. Yeah, thank you everybody who participated. That's awesome. I'm very grateful for it. 73% of you all said Trump Vance.
Okay.
Now we got to put in the work. You got to do the work. I'm sure we'll hear that a few times tonight. Gosh, I wish I had time. I need Kamala Bingo. This all happened so fast.
We didn't know she was going to speak tonight.
No. I knew she was going to, I knew it wasn't going to be Biden tonight for a long time. I wonder if Biden Bingo will still work. Why didn't she say, come on, man?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
True international pressure.
Like, what are the odds? Bingo. All right. Keep it right here, Mark Rudin, coming up next.